Vayter in Shas. We are in Sanhedrin Daf Samech Aleph, picking up on Samech on the page by the bottom of the page. Four lines up from the bottom. Amar Le Rabba Bar Rav Chanan da Abaye. This is continuing on from the Brisa we mentioned in yesterday's Daf. Let's say that bowing down was set out, that is particularly stated, in order to what? Rashi says, let's go back to the Gemara. Yotza hishtachava lelamed al kalkul, to come and teach you that there's going to be skila in reference to any type of honoring this idol. Right? Rashi says, misrabib megafif menashik, hugging and kissing it, v'kol shu derech kavod kishtachava. V'kakasha le letana imkein zoveach lamayosa. What do you have? What's a zover? The idea of shechting to it, coming to tell you. Typically, mishtachavad, havod is covered, because it's always covered. Right? So, anything if it's in the category of respect, like hugging, kissing, etc. Fritim is zover lameli. And if you want to say, so why do I need the pasuk to say straight out? Someone who shechs is going to get skila legufe. I need it for itself. In other words, it wasn't singled out in order to be the model, you know, for other type of things that are going to teach you the idea of the death penalty. Because it's actually learned out from Mishtachava. So Shechting was singled out, what? To teach a different din that applies by itself that couldn't be learned out from that. How so? I mean, what so? De mechashvin me'avoda la'avoda. That is, if someone, let's say, shechs an animal without it being kavana for avodah zarah, with that particular shechita, but that he's going to do, he's going to spritz the dam or burn the chelev, for that stuff to an avodah zarah, then he's going to get skila, and this applies even if he doesn't actually do it to an avodah zarah. His intent at the time of shechita to do this is enough to automatically make him chayav skila. The itmar hashochet behem lizog dam avodah chacham. Somebody who shechted behem to throw this down to avodah zarah. Lahak to yichel, but to burn, it's fast. What is gechavim? Rabbi Yochanan Omar, beep, turn the page. Just tamachal aminav. Asura, then the animal is going to be asur. You can't get any hana from that animal. Rest is behemoth by hana. Avpi sheshchita lav avodas gechavim. You say even the shchita was before. Vafil lo zark dama avodas gechavim. Neser, still it's going to be asur. Vishlakish muteris. Vishlakish says that is going to be muter. Rest is lo yalav chutz mipnim. Ein mechashim me'avoda la'avoda. Hanich Rabbi Yochanan, okay, makes sense. Rabbi Yochanan, with the pasuk now singles out shechita. It can't be taught, teaching us that avodah zarah thought, the thought of avodah zarah from one service to another is going to work, since no pasuk is needed to go in to teach us that din. Because Rabbi Yochanan, he learns out from the laws of pigel that if you have kavana from one avodah to another, it's going to work in reference to making the animal usher. You can also learn it. You can learn out from there that the shechita itself is going to cause a person to be chayiv skila. So therefore, the pasuk, which calls out shechita for the death penalty, for skila, is not necessary to teach us this law of shechting with kavana to spritz the dam to avodah zarah. And therefore, shechting has to be singled out into service as this model for the avodah, like the Braisa said, El Rish Lakish by Yikra, according to Rish Lakish, you need the pasuk because maybe the Torah is singing out Shechita for that particular Nikuda, right? Because the fact that Rish Lakish doesn't learn out this laws of Avodah Zarah from the laws of Pigel, therefore he says the animal is going to be Mutter, like we just said, maybe this pasuk is singing out Shechita to teach us that the Shechita is going to be Chayiv Misa, right, Skila, and therefore the pasuk would teach that the intention from one service to another is effective in reference to getting the death penalty. Now, we're still in a question, but the Gemara now asks, Mask of Rapapa, Rabbi Yochanan, lo ba'ikra. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he doesn't need a pasuk. Adkan lo kas, Rabbi Yochanan, ela behema. Rabbi Yochanan, really? Until now, he only ushered the animal itself. Of a gavra, lo baktalu. It's not that he's going to be a baktalu. He's not going to be killed. And therefore, maybe the pasuk is singling out shechita is coming to tell that the person is going to be chayav misa. Maskifla, Ravachaber, Ravika, Lurich Lakish, me by Ikra. But even according to Rish Lakish, do you even need a pasuk to tell me that? Adkan lo kashia, Rish Lakish, Ella Behema. Aval, Gavra, Bar Katolahu. Right, so what we're saying is that even according to Rish Lakish, right, do you even have to say this?
Because it's only by an animal for no, but maybe he's masking that a person who shechs the animal is going to be killed even without coming from this pasuk. Midi dehavi amishtacha v'lahar, just like the case of Sonia Bazin to a mountain, dahar mutter v'ovda besayif, that the har itself remains mutter. There's no issue with the actual mountain itself, but the person who serves it, he's chayiv in. He gets killed. Rashi says, "Afakav the mechuber lo mitzar avodas kuchava miyahava." Even though this is mechuber, it's still considered avodas zara. So we answered up Rava Bar of Chanan's question. And now the Gemara wants to break it down. Amar lei vachem diftel Ravina lamai deka amar lei Rava Bar Rav Chanan la Abaye. According to that, which Rav Chanan said, Abaye that ema yotze shtachav lelamed al klal kulo. One could say the bowing down was specified in order to be the model and teach that skila is a reference to the entire category of something, even when it's not the normal normal service of avodah zarah. Eicha ya'avdu lamutei mai. So what does it mean? It says, how do these nations serve their gods? What's it coming to be to exclude? V'chitem lamutei apor atzmo lezovchem. And if you want to say that it's coming to exclude one who uses a bathroom to avodah zarah that's normally worshipped by shechting, mishtachava'a nafka. Can't be because from that pasuk, which goes and singles out bowing down, it's learned out that ma ishtachava derech kibud, just like ishtachava has been done in a way which is kibud, in order to get skila, af kol derech kibud. So to anything that is done in a way of giving kibud is going to be giving the death penalty. And using the bathroom in front of it is clearly not giving a kibud. Rather, it's coming to exclude the death penalty for someone who uses the bathroom to Markulus. I would have thought, since the usual way of serving Markulus is that you throw stones at it, and that itself is like degrading, to do any bizayon, you're going to be chayev, kamash b'lan, therefore comes to tell you that you're not going to be killed for this particular thing. Okay, Allah Hada Amar Rabbi Elazar. But how do we work this out with Rabbi Elazar? Minayin zovech behemel lamarkulus shuchayev. How do we know the person goes ahead and he shechs an animal to Markulus that is going to be chayev? He does a respectful type of avoda to an avoda zar, which is normally done in a way that they degrade it. Shenamar v'lo yizbechu odes evcheim laseirim. They shouldn't sacrifice their sacrifices to Seirim. Says the Gemara, Im Enu Inyan L'Kedarka, if this pasuk can't be explained where the shechting is done in a normal way, D'chsiv Eicha Yavdu, because in reference to the normal way it says, in another place, how do these nations serve their God, which is saying that the mashmos is that an idol's normal service is usher, regardless of whether it's respectful or degrading, Taneu Inyan L'Shalokadaka, then give it for someone which is Shalokadaka, someone which is not the normal way of being served. Shalokadaka Mishtachava Nafka, says the Gemara. According to this, so Shechting in the case where that's not the normal way of the Avoda can be learned out from bowing down. So why is it you need a particular Pasuk to come and tell us about Shechting? Over there in that pasuk, the Torah is talking about the case where someone shechs it, lachis, you know, just to anger. He didn't want to go ahead and accept the avodah zarah as his God, but he just wanted to make Hashem upset by doing such a thing. Therefore, we couldn't have learned that the model of bowing down that this is usher. Therefore, you need a pasuk straight up to tell us this. Rav Hamnuna Irkasulei Torah. Rav Hamnuna lost some ox and he went looking for them. Pagabi Rabbi, you met Rabbah. And Ramalei Masnisna Adadi, and he brought a question, a contradiction of the two Mishnahs. Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, Ovid of Kacham, someone goes in service of Avodah Zarah, gets skila. He gets stoned. Ovid in Omer Lo, that's someone who's Ovid, but not someone who is Omer. That's someone who says he's going to do it. V'anan Tanan, but we learned in the Mishnah, we're going to see it up some Zion. Omer. If one says, I'm going to serve, or I will go serve, or let's go serve, then he actually gets skila for saying such things. So, it seems like in one place it says only if you serve it. In another place it's saying, even just saying that you're gonna. So Amalei says, but Omer, Eini Mikablo Alai, Ella Ba'avoda. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where the person says, I will accept the Avodah Zarah upon myself as a deity only with my service. Since he says straight up that he's not accepting it as his God until he serves it, he hasn't yet done anything over there. So he's not going to be chayef. The other Mishnah which says that the person, which says the person is going to be chayef for just saying, I'm going to serve, is dealing with the case where the person didn't qualify this statement and therefore is implying that he's accepting it right now and he's going to soon go and serve it and therefore, yeah, he's in on this. Now he's going to be chayef misa. If Yosef Amir says, Tanai shakalt me alma. Tanai shakalt alma? What are you taking? Tanaim from all over the place and making them argue. Tanai, it's a machlokas tanaim. The Tanya belongs to the Brisa. Omer bo v'yevduni. Somebody says, "Come and worship me." He says he himself is a god and wants other people to go and serve him. He says, "Osas asma avodas kochavim umesis b'nei adon lavdo." And he's instigating other people to come and serve him. Rabbi Meir mechayev. Rabbi Meir says this person is going to be chayev. Rabbi Huda poter passes him. In a case where the people go and they actually worship them, then everyone, every mayor is going to be maskim. They're going to be maskim, then he's going to be chayef. You can't make for yourself. You shall not make yourself an idol. Where they're arguing, just in case where he spoke, where he just spoke up and the people didn't actually go and listen to him. Mayor Savar Dibura Milsa here, mayor holds speech is actually something. It's a milsa, and he's going to be chayef. It's not considered something, and therefore he's not going to be chayev. So we have different opinions of your mayor and Rabbi Huda. How did Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi Yosef backed out. Lav milsi dami. What I said isn't really true. That Philip Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Huda be dibur nami chayev mechayev. Even with speech, you can be chayev. The tiny moment in the bray. So Rabbi Huda mayor liola meinu chayev ad sheyomer evod. He's not chayev until he says that I'm going to serve, or he says elch veevod. I'm going to go and serve. And elch veevod. Let's go serve, right? So Rabbi Huda is masking the throne who accepts, then he's going to be chayev even with his words. And so now, b'maykem hifkli, and what exactly is machlokes remain Rabbi Huda? B'meisis la'atzmo v'armi lei ein in kemifkli. They're arguing in the case where one is a meisis, is instigating others to go worship him, and they say yes, right? At that point when they say that. Mar Sav, Rabbi Meir says, meisis la'atzmo, Shamilei, when one instigates others to worship him, they're gonna go and they're gonna listen to him. V'ein v'indikarmilei kushtehu, and that which they said yes is what actually is the truth or what they have in mind to actually do. Amar 7:1 holds that meisiv la'atzma lo shamilei. Someone instigates other people to go worship him, are not likely to listen to him. Meimer amri, because they say, what do they say to themselves? Peep turn the page. Some chalafim base. Ma'ishta iu minayin didan. What's the difference there between him and us, they're saying. And when they say yes, they're just making fun of him, like this is absurd for you to think they're actually something. Okay, Umas Nisan, and the Mishnah that we brought over here, Khan, we could just say that in the Mishnah says that a person's going to be chai for saying, I'm going to serve. We could say, B'yachid haniseis, it's an individual is instigated. Khan, the other in the Mishnah, which says, the Rambam says someone's not going to be chayav for saying I'm going to serve. Be rabam hanisasim. We're talking about a case where a group of these people were instigated to go do something. Yachid lo mimlach. When an individual goes to agree to do something, he's not going to back out. Vitoi basrei, and he's going to get other people to come follow. He's going to lean towards that person. Rabim mimlachi. But when you have a group of people agree to go and do it, they're going to back out on what they said. V'lo toivas, right? They're not actually going to go out and follow him. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Where do I know this from? That the difference between individual says I will and the group that says it. They'll say the pasuk says, "Dvarim lo soved lo v'lo sishma elav." Don't accede to him and don't hearken to him, which means ha ava v'shama chayev. If he listened, if he gave into it or he listened, then he's taka going to be chayev. Eis ve'abaye, mi shani ben nisus, the rabbin nisus, yachid, Is there any different situation where someone is instigated in is a group or an individual? Pasuk says, if your brother, the son of your mother, will instigate you, echad yachid hanises ve'echad rabim hanisasim, this is talking about both an individual who is instigated and a group that's instigated. The pasuk in other places excluding the individual person from this din, and is applying it to the group for rab mechal yachid, and excluding a group from the rule that applies to the case of an individual yachid mechal rabim, when it's individuals being taken out of that of the group lahachmir al gufo lahachil mamono. It's referencing being machmir when it comes to his body and being meka when it comes to his stuff. Right, an individual person a vodazarnik is going to be chayiv, is going to get skila, but his property is going to be fine. Right, we saw that way back in Mim Tes. Rabim, Mechlal Yachid, and the group from the individual, Lahakel Agufam Lahachmir Mamonim. That is to be Mekel. When you have the Irini Dachas, then they're killed by the sword, which is less chamor than skila. And the city and all their stuff are killed and they're destroyed over there. Bahan Milsa Hu Deshani, in that area, that's where they're different. Taval, but in other areas, they're exactly alike. There's no difference between them. Whether they're going to be chayev for saying what they want to worship of Avodah Zarah. Elam Rabbi, Abayi says, Kan our Mishnah, which says that one is not going to be chayev for just saying it. Benisis Mipi Atzma, we're talking about a case with one who is instigating himself. In other words, he himself wants to go and do Avodah Zarah. Kind of Mishnah which says that one's going to be chayav when for saying I'm going to serve, he's been a cherem, someone who was instigated by others, because it's from himself, then he may change his mind whether he's going to do it, and therefore he's not chayav just by saying it. He's going to be drawn after them, is clearly going to go and follow it, and therefore he's going to be chayav for even saying it. Amar Rabbi, Minamin Allah. Where do I know this? The pasuk says, "Lo sova lo velo sishma lo." He says, "Don't exceed him, and don't hearken to him." Which means, if he did exceed and hearken to another person to do it, then he's going to be chayiv. But another explanation, I understand this. Idi, but needs to be piacherim. Both of these are talking about a case where they're instigated by somebody else, and we say, "Ha, this mishnah which says the one who says I'm going to serve is talking about a case that you're going to be chayiv." Is the amalei he says. Where the one instigating says to the person, "Kachu chelas kachshota," this is what the avodah zarah eats, and this is what it drinks. Kach mitiva, kach miria. This is going to be good for it or bad for it. And in this case, he's saying how great the avodah zarah is over here. And since he was enticed by the glory of this god, it's unlikely to back out of doing it over here. And he says, "I serve," it means like he's in. And but that Mishnah which says that one is not going to be chayef, that's the law of Malay, where he doesn't tell him these things, and kachuchelas kachshosa, he doesn't say those particular concepts. Amar Rava, mina amin Allah, where do I learn this from? The Chassid says in the Pasuk, melohei ha'amim asher sivil seichem, hakrov melechav, the gods of the people that are around you, those are near to you, or far from you, mali krov ha'mali v'chokem. Now, what's the difference to me whether or not, you know, the Mesis is talking about doing Avodah Zarah that's near or those are far? This is what it's saying. Mitivusan shel krovim, from the nature of the nearby ones, atalamed mativusan shel chokim, you can understand the nature of the further ones, right? When this Mesis, the instigator, is singing the praises of one that's far away, study the ones that are near you. And you can see it yourself and learn from them that the distant ones are also chashuv. My lav, isn't it clear that the pasuk is talking to Amar Lei, where the instigator said, "Kach ucheles, kach shota, kach mitiva, kach maria." Shema amina. So we learn from here that that is what we're talking about. Ravashi Amar Seifa b'Yisrael Mummer. The Seifa that's telling us that someone says, "I'm going to serve," is going to be chayiv, is B'Yisrael Mummer, a Yid who goes and worships Avodah Zarah. Yeah, he's like this person. Once he's in the game, it's kind of hard that he's gonna give out some mummer as an apostate. Avinu Amar Lozu Avzu Katani. This is talking us, you know, the Lozu Avzu. Not only this, but even this shtickle. Not only is one going to be chayav for serving the avodah zarah, but even for saying I will serve. Someone who worships avodah zarah and of love or out of fear. And we're talking about a love that appear over here for somebody else. Rashi says, "Me avos ha'adam, miras adam, lo chash v'beliva be'elahos." He's not thinking about this God at all. He doesn't care about that at all. He's only doing it because he loves a particular person. He's scared of them. Abayam or chayev, he's going to be chayev. If he did it with intent, he knows what was going on and he was warned, he's going to be chayev. He's killed. If he thought it was a mutter or something like that, so okay, brings a chatas. Rava Amar Pater, he says, off the hook. Doesn't matter if he did it with kavano or not, he's not going to be chayev because he didn't do anything over here except this idol here. Abai Amar Chayev, this is going to be chayev, the ha plucha. He worshipped it. He did what he did. Rava Amar Pater, he kabli alei bela. And if he accepted as a god, yes, we lo lo. If not, then not. He simin. Remember that Abai says they're going to be chayiv. Now the Gemara says, let's bring some rayas to Abai. Simon, Evid Yishtachave Lemashiach. V'amar Abai, Mina Aminala. From where do I know this from? Where do I know it's going to be chayiv? Then we learned in our Mishnah that Ovid Kachavim, Echad Ovid, someone who serves the Avodah Zarah is going to get stoned. This is whether somebody does it, or he shechs it, or he burns it, or he pours it, you know, etc. Now, shechting, burning, pouring, all these things are all types of service. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says specifically whether one serves? My love is not coming to say that one is going to be chayiv, Echad Ovid Me'avim Me'yira, whether a person does that of Avar and of Yira, right, or does these things, whatever the reason is, he's going to be chayiv. Rav Amar Lo, he say no, Lo. Kedemitaritz Rabbi Yirmia, like Rabbi Yirmia said, right. What do we say? He said whether one serves is referencing an avodah zarah in its normal way, no matter what the service is, and it says shechs and burns and pourings and, you know, pours libations. That's referring to somebody who does. That's referring to one of the temple service for any avodah zarah, even if it's not in the normal way. The entire Mishnah over here is dealing with one who serves an idol in order to serve it. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, "Minah minyala." From where do I know this? The time really tender by said, "Lo sishtachav lehem." Do not go and bow to them, which means lehem. I thought, "Yeah, tamishtachav." You can't bow to them. Of all tamishtachav adam kamoschav, you can bow to, you can bow down to a person who's like you. Yachal afil nevad kahama, and maybe you would think that one can bow down even to one who's worshipped by others like Haman. Yeah, boo! Says Rashi. Sha'asa atzma over the kochavim. Kedam Rabbi Miguel. If you test, di lav hachi lav a Mordechai mizgarabo for a kori mishtachavelo. Right? If not, Moshe Mordechai never. You know, he would have had the problem. He would have bowed down to him, but he clearly wasn't allowed to do it because Talmud Lomer Velosa Avdeim. It says you shall not worship them, and the fact that it's saying you shall not worship them, we can learn that's also about that to a person when it's an act of worship. Whether this person was, when this person is considered to be like some sort of god. I've a Haman Meir have an Avod, but Yaman was only bad because of fear. Says Rashi, Meira, Meira is Hamelech, Havupal Chile, Kedachsev, Ki Chain, Siva Lo, Hamelech, with Kani Delo. Right? They're scared of that, and nonetheless, the person is saying that it's going to be usher to do such a thing. Oy! So, Virava, Rava is going to explain, no, Kahaman Velo Kahaman. It's us to worship somebody who's like Haman in one area, but not in all areas. Ki Haman, the Yugufa of its Kachavim, that he himself is a god. V'lo Kaman, Ela Kaman, the Lohaman, Meir is under fear. V'achala Meirah, but here in reference to the Isser, we're talking about somebody who's worshipped not out of fear, but in order to go ahead and to actually serve them. V'amir Abayi Abayi says, Min HaMilah, where do I know this? V'yir Chayit, Netanyu, where did Abayisa? Kohen Mashiach, Ba'avodas Kachavim. An anointed Kohen who was involved with Avodah Zarah, but he's done. He does it in a way which is B'Shogeg, says Rashi, B'Karban Avodas Kochavim. Rida Omer, sorry, Rabbi Omer, B'Shigas Maiseh, he's going to be Chayiv on anything which is done as a Shogeg. You got to bring, a Chatas over here. Chamomim behelim davar. He's going to be chayev only through helim davar. right? They say that the chiyuv of the Kohen Mashuach in reference to Avodah Zarah is no different than his chiyuv in reference to other Averis. He's only going to be chayev as a great sage if he says the particular thing which is mutter and he follows it, and then he finds it afterwards, that was actually also as the Avodah Zarah. V'shavin shebeseira ki yachid, both the Rebbe and the Chachamim mask him that when the Kohen Mashiach is chayev, I'm sorry, that the Kohen Mashiach is chayev to bring a karban, whenever he is chayev to bring a karban because of the zara, right? It's got to be a seira, a goat, female goat, just like a yachid, like a regular individual has to go and bring. That's the type of thing it's brought. V'shavin, shame even Ashim Toloi. You do not bring this type of carbon called Ashim Toloi that's out of doubt, the suffix. Okay, now that was all Rava. I'm sorry. That was all explaining about his thing. Hi, Shigas Maisa, the Voska Chavmi Chidami. What's the case of a Shigas Maisa? Did a mistake. He could serve a Besa Knesses, who we Shtachavalo. If this Komishik thought that there was a building, was a shul, and he bowed down to it, and then he was like, oh, it's a Besa Vodazara, he's not Chayv to be Chatas, Hari Libo Lashamayim, because he had his heart towards Shemaim. Elo the Chaza and Darta Vishtachavalo. We're talking about a case where he saw like a statue of the king and he bowed down to it and he realized that it was a Vodazara. In that case, he wouldn't have to bring a Chatas. Why? Because he Kabli Alei Beloha. If when he bowed down to it, he accepted himself, you know, as a god, then amazing. That's considered like he's amazing. We're talking about Shiga here. Beep, turn the page. Some of him out. If he didn't accept it, he didn't do anything. Rather, is it not so that the case of this shogik here is talking about the Kohen Mashiach served out of love or out of fear of another person? Says the Gemara, "V'Rav Amar Lach, Rav say Lo, Bamer Mutter." We're talking about a case where a person says it's mutter to go ahead and do this particular avodah zarah. Says Gemara, "Amar Mutter, Hainu Helam Davar." Then that's the case that we said before, which is like, oh, an unknown thing. In that case, even the Chacham are going to be masking that a Kohen Mashiach is in Lichayev to be Chatas. But Amar Mutter Legamrei. No, the Pesach where he says it's totally mutter to do avodah zarah. Helam Davar is the case of Kiyum Mikso Bito Mixos. Where he's doing part of the Isser and he's negating part of it. Like he's aware that this Avodah Zarah is Usser, but he thinks that the Isser applies only to shechting and burning, but bowing down is okay, as opposed to thinking that the entirety of it is okay. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.